According to
our plan, in the morning and afternoon, we have English and Chinese, two different classes.
英文的部分是请神学生 Woody 弟兄来主领。
For the English Bible section was led by brother of Woody.
但是因为 Woody 弟兄在半夜接到 Boston 他家里打的电话，他的父亲病危。
But at midnight, Woody brother Woody received a phone call from Boston that his father was in a very critical condition.
所以他半夜就赶回去了。
So he had to rush back to Boston at midnight.
所以早上跟下午的聚会我们就合并中英文。
So today's sermon will be combined English and Chinese together.
我们也请我们弟兄姐妹在祷告的时候为 Woody 弟兄的父亲他血癌已经末期了求神能够开路求神能够怜悯。
So in our prayer, let's all remember to pray for his father. His father was in the terminal illness. He had possessed the leukemia at the very final age.
他是个很虔诚的天主教徒。
He was a very devout Roman Catholic.
那虽然知道我们的道理是正确的。
Even I understood our faith, our belief is the right belief.
但是却迟迟没有办法下定决心来弃甲归真，归入真神的教会。
He cannot make his determinations to forsake his belief and come and believe in our true church.
所以我们求神怜悯求神感动他能够及时把握得救的机会。
So in our prayer, let's all pray for him. God, let God can turn his heart so he can understand and repent and make the good use of his last opportunity.
这是在聚会之前特别这个跟我们同龄报告也请我们同龄见谅。
That is the announcement, and also I hope that you can understand what is going on at this moment.
在我们中国人观念里头新的一年代表着是新的开始。
In our Chinese concept, a new year, it brings a new beginning.
所以我们强调要除旧布新在旧的一年的结束我们会整理我们的环境这个清扫他们来迎接新的一年的开始。
Therefore, before we prepare for the new year, we are going to get rid of the old self and old environments and try to make everything fresh for the new year.
希望旧的一年旧的一些事情旧的困难能够随着新的一年的开始而得到解决而得到改善。
It is hoped that through the new year, our old difficulties, also a lot of problems will be resolved through the new year.
所以小弟早上想借着重新开始来做我们相互的学习。
So this morning, I'd like to use the new beginning as a topic to be our mutual exhortation.
在耶稣所说的比喻当中小弟个人认为最生动也最感人的莫过于浪子回头的故事。
There are many parables spoken by Jesus, and one of them was very touching. Is the parable of the prodigal son.
对我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹来说，我们常常会存着一种置之度外的态度来读这一篇浪子回头的比喻。
To as Christians, sometimes when we read this passage, we never get into very involved in this passage because we have the mind of we don't even care about this message.
因为习惯上，经常听到传道人用这一段经文来作为布道的资料。
Because it's often we heard these topics by the ministers during the evangelical service.
以这个浪子来形容还没有认识神在世上追求繁华虚荣的这些人们。
Most of times they use the prodigal son as the typifies the person who are going pursuit of the worldly glory.
但是如果我们仔细的详加以分析，还有站在浪子的位置上来思考来揣摩。
But if you use as a position of the prodigal son and to analyze what is the status and position,
你就会发现到其实浪子回头这个比喻不单单是对可以用作对还没有认识神的慕道朋友来说。
So from here, we understand that this particular example is not only applied to the Gentiles.
啊，也能够拿来作为我们弟兄姐妹啊自我反省啊最好的一个比喻。
Not only to the unbelievers, also it can serve to us as the our self examination.
好，浪子他也曾经尝过家庭的温暖。
What is the prodigal son actually he had tasted the hospitality of as a family.
也受过他父亲的呵护。
He was also cared by his own father.
啊，只因他离弃他的父亲。
But he forsake his own father.
他的家庭。
And also he left up, he departed from his home.
他任意妄为。
And he wandered and go astray in the world.
才沦落成为浪子。
And he became a prodigal son.
同样的，今天我们弟兄姐妹已经归入神的名下，在神的家里。
Today we are the brothers and sisters. We actually returned and also belong to the name of Jesus.
我们也时时刻刻受到神背脊的呵护。
And we also are being cared by and concerned by Jesus Christ.
但是如果我们不珍惜神儿女的身份
，But if we do not precious as a sonship as a Christians，
我们不愿意在神的家中做个顺命的儿女。
We are so reluctant to be a very obedient children of the Lord.
我们仍然任性、贪图、虚妄的快乐和自由的话。
We are lived and indulge ourselves in the desire.
好，不仅让我们的灵命活在不冷不热的境况中。
Not only our spiritual life will be in the lukewarm stage.
让天父伤心，让圣灵担忧。
And our spirit will be very sorry for what we are doing.
那我们就是十足的浪子。
Indeed, we are the actual prodigal son.
像我们将要透过浪子的比喻来思想、来体验，到底这个浪子在什么样的迹象当中，他堕落成为浪子。
So we'd like to study this passage. What is the condition under what kind of situation for him to become a prodigal son?
我们来思想，我们是不是也是像这个浪子一样？
And we can ponder ourselves, are we also the examples of this particular one?
我们要怎么样回头？
How can we turn ourselves back to Jesus?
我们盼望借着今天的信息来作为我们新的一年的重新开始。
And it's hoped that through this passage, we can make a new resolution of the new year.
我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章十一节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 11.
十一节，耶稣又说了一个又说一个人有两个儿子。十二节。
Verse 12.
小儿子对父亲说父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。十三节。
13.
过得不多几日。小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。十四节，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。十五节，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。十六节，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。十七节。
17.
他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”十八节。
18.
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”十九节。
19.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。二十节。
20.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。二十一节。
21.
儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”二十二节。
22.
父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。”二十三节。
23.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。二十四节。
24.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。我们先读到这里。
This is passage that we like to study.
这里谈到有一个人有两个儿子。
Here talk about a certain person. He had two sons.
有一天他的小儿子对他说。
And one day, the younger son approached to him and talked to him.
说父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。
He says, "Oh, father, give me my possession."
把我应得的家业分给我。
Give me the portions that I should have.
这个意识形态就是促使这个小儿子堕落成为浪子的第一个原因。
It's the first reasons for his motive to become a lost one.
大概这个小儿子听人家说啊。
Maybe this younger one has heard from someone.
在外的生活自由自在，多快乐！
He saw it's a lot of liberty for him to go outside and live alone.
比起在家里呀，要受到管束来得好得多
了。It's better to be bondage if he stay at home.
要什么时候起来都可以。
He can get up whenever he frees to get out.
什么时候回家也没人管。
When he come back, nobody will care about when he comes back.
怎么样就怎么样。
He can do whatever he desires to do.
没有父母亲啰里啰嗦。
There's not any complaints or any control restrictions from his parents.
多自由多自在。
How freedom that he has.
由于不愿意在家中受到父母亲的管束。
Because he didn't want to be bounded by his own parents.
于是这个小儿子就向他的父亲要求啊。
Therefore, this younger son, he had questions to his father.
将我应得的份给我。
Give me my portion.
反正你老了还是要给我。
Because on someday when you're getting older, I should get my own portion.
这个原本父母亲就是应当为儿女积财嘛。
Originally, the parents should accumulate the treasures for their own children.
养儿是义务嘛。
And to feed our children is the obligations of the parents.
把我应得的产业给我。
So give me my share of my portion.
有时候想想看今日的你我。
So I will record today you and me.
如果我们不加谨慎，我们也会很容易堕落在这种境况里头。
If you're not pay attention or be alert, we will fall into this kind of categories.
看到还没有信主的朋友们。
If you see that those our friends who are non-believers.
同事们。
Maybe our co-workers.
同学们。
Maybe our classmates.
他们有放纵行为的自由。
They can do whatever they desire to do.
羡慕他们也觉得很新鲜。
Sometimes we have jealousy, we are envious on what they are doing.
也觉得很刺激。
And feel like everything was so excited.
甚至渴望能够得到这样子的自由。
And sometimes we long to have that kind of liberty.
我不想天父来管束我。
And I don't want my heavenly father to come and control my action.
我要有自主权。
I want to have my own authority.
人的尊严何必因为神的给予呢？
Why our dignity will be controlled by Heavenly Father?
我们为什么要神来定位我们？我们人才尊严。
Why our dignity will be defined by our Heavenly Father?
我们可以跟神一样。
We can be like God.
我们就是自己的神。
We are the God of ourselves.
这正是人类犯罪的开始。
This is the beginning of how men are fall into sins.
魔鬼撒旦的堕落。
And the destruction of Satan.
魔鬼引诱始祖亚当夏娃。
How Satan enticed our forefather Adam and Eve.
也都是这种意识形态。
They use the same techniques.
所以有些弟兄姐妹会认为说圣经的教训已经落伍了。
Sometimes some members may think that the teachings of the Bible is already out of date.
太严苛，太古板了。
Too restrict, is too old fashioned.
甚至高唱着要自主。
Sometimes that is the emphasis on 自主。
要自我做主人
。Sometimes that the emphasis that we are the self master.
一切都是我的嘛。
Everything is myself.
神，你给我生命，那就是我的啦。
If God gives us the life, then life is belong to ourselves.
你给我智慧，那也是我的啦。
If you give us the wisdom, then the wisdom is belong to us.
甚至我的情欲，那也是我的。
And also my self desire is also myself.
如同这个小儿子跟他父亲所说的。
Just like this younger son who talked to his father.
这是我应得的份。
It is what the portion I supposed to get.
给我吧。
Give to me my portion.
让我自主。
So I can be my own master.
我没有主权吗？
Don't I have no more authority?
时间、钱财、能力都是我的。
Time, money, and ability all belong to me.
为什么还要听神你的管理啊？
Why I should listen to the commandments of the Lord?
你给我们人五官。
Because you give me all the organs of the body.
难道我没有权利去想我喜欢想的吗？
Am I not able to think what I like to think?
看我喜欢看。
To see what I would like to see.
听我喜欢听。
Listen to what I would like to listen.
讲我喜欢讲。
To say what I like to say.
吃我喜欢吃的。
To eat what I love to eat.
去做我喜欢做的。
And to do what I desire to do.
为什么我没有这样的自主权呢？
Why I cannot be my own self-master?
为什么我不能够只要我喜欢，有什么不可以？
Why if I cannot do whatever I please myself to do?
虽然我们还不至于说嘴巴这样讲。
Even though maybe our lips may not dare to say so.
但是大多数行为上已经这样做。
But our action has already told, has proven it.
圣经参考啦。
And the Bible is just a way, as the way example only, or reference only.
真理跟我们的这种自由意志这种争取自主的这种欲望相互冲突的时候。
And the Bible, when the Bible teaching has conflicts with our own self will,
我们还是凭着自己的喜好。来决定我们的行为。
Sometimes we decide our action based on our own desire.
在这个过去这个要洗礼之前跟慕道朋友谈到的经过。
When we talked to the true seekers before they become baptized, before they baptized.
也曾经有这个报名受洗的这个朋友们
Also, there are some friends that they have registered to be baptized.
当场把报名单拿回去的。
And after we mentioned to a lot of things, they would demand to have their form back.
传道，我现在还没有办法把握所有的一切交给耶稣来做主。
And the reason was, he said that, Pastor, so far I'm not able to commit everything and let God to be my own master.
这个慕道朋友能够勇于去面对自己的问题。
Because this true seeker, maybe he has the courage to face his own problem.
一方面让小弟觉得蛮安慰的。
And because after the statements from the true seekers, I feel very comfortable. I feel my heart, I can take heart in myself.
但是从此之后，他就消失在教会的聚会里头，也让小弟觉得很惋惜。
After this conversation, he is no longer appeared in the church, and I feel very sorry for this true seeker.
不单是弟兄不单是慕道朋友们。
Not only this mentioned to the unbelievers, to the true seekers.
其实我们很多已经信主多年的弟兄姐妹。
It also applied to many members who has believed in so many years.
如果我们不加这个警醒。
If we are not take heed and be alert,
我们很容易就落在这种危险的信仰生活里头。
It's often we will get lost in this kind of dangers of our faith.
我自己要当神
Because I like to be my God.
我是我自己的神。
I am the God of myself.
这是人类堕落的起因。
This is the first beginning of how men fall into sin.
其实当人类追求自由
When as a human we pursued after freedom and liberty.
并不是那种任意妄为的自由。
It's not the liberty of according to our free will and according to our desire.
而是在真理的规范之下的真自由。
But rather is the liberty, the true liberty within the truth.
正如同风筝必须要接受绳子的束缚。
Just like the kite must be controlled by a string.
顺从物性的定律
And also must be controlled by the physical objects.
它才能够在天空里自由的翱翔。
Then the kite can fly freely in the sky.
失去了这一根绳子。
Without being controlled by the string.
它必定成为断线的风筝，坠毁。
And the kite will not be able to fly, and sooner or later the kite will fall.
结果就是沉沦跟毁灭。
And become destructions.
有一个朋友
There's a friend who told his own friend.
他说我这个新搬来的邻居，这个很没有教养。
He said that I have a neighbor just moving. I don't think he has a lot of common sense.
昨天半夜跑到我家来按电铃。
And he came to my house and rang the bell at midnight.
这个他的朋友说，有这种事情啊。
And his friend says, true, you have encountered this kind of things.
真是太过分了。
And I think this is ridiculous.
也不想想说人家是不是已经在休息睡觉。
Why don't this think it's already midnight and someone may fall into sleep already?
跑到人家家里去按电铃。
Why he came to your house and rang the bell?
结果你怎么处理？
And how do you solve this particular problem?
我才不管他呢。
And this friend says, I didn't care about when the bell rings.
我仍然吹我的小喇叭。
And I still sleep.
人家为什么要按电铃？
And why people still want to ring the bell?
就是你吹小喇叭吵到人家嘛。
He said, then I will haunt and then try to disturb others.
或许你认为你有你的自由。
Maybe you think that you have own freedom and liberty.
但是却不让你的自由有所规范而影响到别人的自由。
Because of liberty or freedom may disturb others.
所以人往往会误认为放纵。 才是自由。
So it's often that we misuse our own freedom.
所以这个小儿子为什么要离家出走？
So that was some of the reasons why this younger son wanted to depart from his home.
理由就是我要去追求自由。
The reason is he wants to pursue his own freedom and liberty.
他想要自己做主。
He wants to be his own master.
他渴望到远方去闯荡一番。
He likes to go to a far distance to explore the whole world.
结果呢？
What was the result?
他得到了他所想要的。
And he, of course, he got what he wants.
可惜是短暂的。
But the result was also very temporary.
短暂的期间，他为所欲为。
And in this very short period of time, he desires to do what he wants.
但是转眼之间，他所得到的却是失去了他的自由，失去了他的主权。
After that, he lost his own freedom. He cannot be his own master.
贵公子的身份啊！
He was a very rich man.
沦落到放猪的奴隶。
And he don't become the servant to feed the pigs.
他想要自由。
He wanted to gain his own freedom.
最后连吃那个猪所吃的豆荚的自由都没有了。
But he didn't even have the freedom to eat food not from the pig.
同样的。
By the same token.
有些人羡慕。 抽烟的自由。
Sometimes people may envious on people can smoke freely.
但是，当你得到抽烟的自由， 你也会失去不抽烟的自由。
But after you know how to smoke, you also lose the freedom of not to smoke.
有些人说信耶稣不自由。
Some people may declare that it is not a very you don't have a freedom once you believe in Jesus Christ.
人应当有这个不敬拜神的自由啊。
You should have a freedom not to believe in any gods.
但是换来的却是被这个世界被。 这个掌管世界的这个魔鬼所捆绑。
But as a result, you are controlled by the Satan.
同时他也失去了追求真理、敬拜真神的自由。
And also he has lost the freedom and the liberty of pursuing the truth.
同样的，今天我们弟兄姐妹里头，
Today in our members, in our brothers and sisters,
我们也有些人这个追求自由。
Some people may also pursue after freedom.
为什么要经常去聚会呢？
Why we have to go to church often?
我也有自由选择什么时候去，什么时候不去啊。
I have own freedom of choice.
为什么？
Where to go and when not to attend.
要来教会来服侍来做圣工。
Why I should go to church to serve and also to do the work.
我有自由不做啊。
I have my own freedom of choice not to do it.
为什么一定要传福音呢？
Why I should proclaim the good news, the gospel.
我也有自由不做啊。
I have the free will not to do it.
太多像这个小儿子一样。
There are many reasons just like this younger son.
有自己的想法。
I have my own thinking.
有自己的主张。
I have my own ideals.
以为这是我应当享有的权利。
And we thought that this is the authority and we should have.
保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
传福音是不得已的。
He said, I, I was so reluctant to preach that, the gospel.
你也不做啊, 就有祸了。
But if I don't do it, I may have a war to me.
如果你只读到这里, 你会觉得都好不自由啊。
If you read this one, you said that Paul is not have any freedom at all.
但是再读下去啊,
But once you read even more,
但是我去做, 就有福气。
But if I do it, I may have a lot of blessings.
我们就有得到神 因为传福音所给奖赏的自由。
So we have the freedom to receive the reward in the way that we preach the gospel.
所以我们这样弟兄姐妹,
So our dear brothers and sisters,
我们什么时候亏欠神?
Sometimes we short some glory of the Jesus of God.
我们什么时候亏欠神的荣耀?
Sometimes we short glory of God.
当我们只重视, 我认为, 我想, 我要的时候,
When we emphasize, this is what I want, this is what my desire,
当我们, 把这个神所认为神所想神所要弃之于不顾的时候,
When we don't care what God cares,
那我们就已经堕落, 成为浪子了。
Then we become the footsteps of the lost son.
以赛亚书的53章6节,
In book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6,
那边说人就好像羊一样偏行己路啊。
So we are just like a sheep, the lost sheep, that we deviate from the truth.
箴言的3章5节到7节,
And also Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 7,
勉励我们要专心仰赖神,
encourages that we shall long for God.
不可依赖自己的聪明,
We will not rely on our own abilities or own wisdom and power.
在一切所行的事上都要认定神,
We should commit ourselves and put everything trust into God.
神必引导我们的道路,
For He will guide our path and our way.
所以勉励我们不要自以为自己有智慧,
So we encourage every one of us not to think we are very wise.
要敬畏神远离恶事,
But rather we should honor God and depart from all the evil doings.
去年这个年底啊，在这个印尼那边的一场地震所引发的海啸。
Last year, just right before the Christmas, there's a tsunami that happens in Indonesia.
已经造成超过这个15万人的伤亡了。
The death toll is exceeded more than 150,000.
我们想想看, 末世神的警告, 这个末世的征兆越来越彰显的今天。
You can tell that the warning or the doomsday actually is coming near and near.
我们是不是, 一点察觉都没有呢?
Are we not be able to take any alert from this event?
是不是仍然落在这个小儿子的光景里头?
Are we still fall into this category of this lost son?
把我当得的产业给我,
Give me my portion.
这是我应得的,
It is what I should get it.
我想, 我要, 我认为,
I want it and I desire it, and this is what I want.
盼望我们都能够让那一位无所不知, 无所不能, 以及无所不在的真神, 来引导, 来管理我们的人生。
It is thought that we can let the God who is omnipotent and almighty to be our master of our life, to guide our life.
成为我们的人生, 的顾问,
so it become our consultant and advisor of our life.
成为我们生命中的导师,
and also become the teachers in our life.
让我们的生活更加的扎实,
then we may have a concrete life.
让我们的信仰也更加的稳固,
then our faith also can be rooted.
所以让神成为神,
let God become God.
重新开始,
From beginning, to have a new beginning.
展开我们新的一年的信仰生活。
That is the beginning of our faith in our new year.
这是第一点。
That is the first point.
我们再来看, 这个路加福音的15章。
Let's go back to Luke chapter 15.
15章这里说, 过了不多几日, 小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来, 往远方去了。 在那里任意放荡浪费资财。
Verse 3 says, Not long after, the youngest son got everything he had, and then he went far for a long distance, and from there he spent what he had.
小儿子, 他不要父亲, 只要产业。
This younger son didn't want his parent, didn't want his father, but he wanted only his possession.
所以当我们看出他待在家里啊, 并不是为着 父亲啊,
so from here we know that the reason for him to stay home is not for the sake of his parent, but only for the sake of the money.
一旦产业到手,
After he gained his own portion,
把父母亲啊, 当成破鞋丢到一旁去,
And he treated his parents as rubbish.
这个就是浪子式的信徒。
That is the type of the members of the lost son.
如同世上的人一样。